In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We focus on two verses from what we just heard. Come to him, to that living stone, rejected by men, but in God's sight, chosen and precious. And like living stones, be yourselves built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Do we get the picture? Do we really get the picture? And our reading here is a picture from God of his church, the new creation, the people of God. Do we grasp it? Does it guide how we see God's people? Or do we bring our own software to bear on it and with Adobe Photo Deluxe twist it, change it to our liking? In the picture, 1 Peter gives us four panels to look at. The first panel, the upper left-hand corner, shows the people of God built into a house. It is a place of dwelling. It gives shelter, gives protection. It is a place for family. It is a spiritual house, that is, something built by the Holy Spirit. So when we describe it, its features, or we invite somebody into it, do we focus on the physical features we see? Do we list the eye stuff or the spirit stuff? Oh, how we can fuzz up God's picture. But thanks be to God that his vision, his version of the church, is built on his cornerstone, Jesus Christ. And as spokesman today for Christ, then I remind you that in him you have forgiveness, even for distorting and damaging God's authentic picture of his church. The second panel, on the upper right-hand corner, we see individual stones. Here we are, one stone next to another, piled up in the way that God puts us together. It is his spiritual house, after all. What business do we have then for complaining about the stones we find around us? Or feeling out of place because not everyone around us is shaped like we are? But thanks be to God that we all rest on the cornerstone, Jesus Christ. And in him there is forgiveness for complaining about God's house as not being assembled the way we would want it. And through him, we are fed by the same meal, Christ's body and blood, and knit together into one body and one house. The third panel, the lower right-hand corner, shows many, many priests. Indeed, all who believe in Jesus are part of this priesthood. We are holy priests, set apart for service to God. Yet, we often forget that we are not worldly citizens, but God's priests. We abandon our royal connection for the tawdry tinsel and fading trinkets of the worldly marketplace. But thanks be to God again that Jesus, the chief priest, was himself at one time both priest and victim. And through him, God makes us spiritual, that is, living stones of a house and order that is nothing but holy priests, people forgiven and made new in Christ. Our fourth panel, the lower left-hand corner, shows priests at work. We offer spiritual sacrifices, our good works which flow from faith. We are made able to put away malice, guile, insincerity, envy, slander. Yet when we fall, and fail in our service, we can come before God and repent. And this priestly service is made possible by Jesus' sacrifice for us. For he gave himself, sacrificing all that he had on our behalf, his very life, his heavenly glory. And by the story of that sacrifice, his death and resurrection, God leads us to trust in him. In faith, we become truly alive to God, fit into God's house of priests, and by the power of the Spirit within us, also serving God in all we say or do. Thanks be to God that in Christ our service is a thankful, joyful sacrifice to God. Let us then be what God has made us. Spiritual house, living stones, a holy priesthood which daily offers sacrifices that are spiritual and acceptable to God. Once again today, God calls us to faith and service by his word, and once again, he strengthens us through his meal for our holy priesthood. Who would want to change that picture? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.